15th, 2021. Once again, today we're going to continue reading through Genesis chapter 48, Job. We're going to finish up the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, verses 39 to verse 80, and then let's grab our Bibles and let's read this morning. Genesis chapter 48. After this, Joseph was told, "Behold, with him his sons Manasseh and Ephraim. Jacob, your son Joseph has come to you." And then Israel summoned his strength and sat up in bed. And mighty appeared to me in Luz, in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said to me, "Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you. Then I will make of you a company of peoples, and will give this land to your offspring after you for an everlasting possession. And now your two sons, who were born to you in the land before I came to Egypt, are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine, as Reuben and Simeon are. And the children of yours, they shall by the name of their brother in their inheritance. To my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan on the way, when there was still some distance to go. And I went to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem." He said, "Who are these?" "They are my sons, whom God here." And he said, "Bring them to me, please, that I may bless them." Now, the eyes of Israel were dim with age. And so Joseph brought them near and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, "I never expected to see your face, and behold, God has let me see your offspring also." And then Joseph removed from them from his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph put both Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. And Israel stretched out his hand and laid it on who was the young, and his left Manasseh crossing his hands, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, "The God," and Isaac walked, "the God who has saved my life has redeemed me from all evil, bless the boys, and in them let my name be brothers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth." The head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he took his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, "Not this way, my father, since this put your right hand on his head." But he refused and said, "I know my father. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. Your brother shall be greater than he, and his offspring shall become a multitude of nations." And so Israel will pronounce blessings, saying, "God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh." And thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Behold, I am a prisoner, but God will be with you and will bring you again to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you, rather than to your brother, one mountain slope that I took from the hand of the Amorites with the sword and with my bow." Let's move on over to Job chapter 14. My coffee out of the way. Job 14. "Man who is born of woman is few of days. He flees like a shadow and continues not. And do you open your eyes on such a one and bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? There is not one, and the numbers of his month. And you have appointed his limits that he cannot pass. Look away from him and leave him alone, that he may enjoy like a hired hand his day. For there is hope for a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Cease. And though its roots grow into the earth, and its stump die in the soil, yet at the scent of water it will bud, and put out branches like a and is laid low, man breathes his last, and where is he? As waters fail from a lake, and a river wastes away and is dried up, So a man lies down and rises not up, till the heavens are no more. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath be past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, shall he service should come. You would call, and I would answer you. You would long for the work of your hands. For then you would number my steps. You would not keep watch over my sin. My transgression would be sealed up in a bag, and you would cover my iniquity. But the mountain falls and crumbles away, and the rock is removed from its place. The waters wear away the stone. The torrents wash away the soil of the earth. So you destroy the hope of man. You prevail forever against him, and he passes. You change his countenance and send him away. His sons come to honor, and he does not know it. They are brought low, and he perceives it not. He feels only the pain of his own body, and he mourns only for himself. 14. We'll move on over to the Gospel of Luke 1, beginning in verse 39 to the rest of the chapter. In those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. She entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When she heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. And behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty things for me, and is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to strength with his arms. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, Abraham and to his offspring." With her turned to her home. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by to his father what he wanted him to be called." And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately he opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke to his neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of God." And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our fathers, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to God." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. That was the end of 38-80 in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. "And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith may not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power. And among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass in wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye can imagine, what God has prepared for those who love Him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit? So also no one comprehends. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, not able to understand. And thus, the spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Our reading for today, February 15th, 2021. Pray that you have a great day in the Lord. Stay in the Word, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye now.